the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's gospel reading, there are two incidents mentioned that reveal one of the most outstanding characteristics of Jesus, his compassion to people in need. The first incident took place when the disciples came back after having been sent out two by two by Jesus to a mission of preaching and healing. Remember last Sunday's gospel. And then Jesus saw that they were tired, and according to the reading, he had compassion on them. So he said, "Come away to a deserted place, all by yourselves, and rest a while." This is compassion in practice. Now, I want us to remember this incident when we find ourselves and our loved ones tired from work and many chores and cares, to go to a deserted place to rest and pray like Jesus and the disciples. The second incident happened when very many people followed Jesus and the disciples to that deserted place they were going. So Jesus, when he saw a great crowd, he had compassion for them. And as the story continued, Jesus translated his compassion into the miracle of the multiplication of loaves and fishes. This was how it happened. Jesus had been teaching the people for quite a while. It was now the end of the day, so it was dinner time. And according to the gospel, there were 5,000 hungry men. Of course, not counting the women and the children. But if you count them, the wife of one of all the hungry men, the wives, and at least one child, there would be about 15,000 people. And there was no food, and there was nowhere near to buy food, for it was in a deserted place. At this point, Jesus' compassion began to unfold. First, he called Philip. "Philip, where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" And Philip began thinking and counting that it would take more than 200 days of wages to buy enough food to feed such a crowd, if there is such a place nearby to buy the food. Next, the disciples, according to the other synoptic gospels, came up with no better solution to the problem. They told Jesus, "Just dismiss the people so that they can go to the surrounding areas to buy themselves something to eat." And then according to the Gospel of Luke, Andrew stepped forward with a small boy from the crowd, and the boy had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. Now note the different parts of the miracle as it unfolds in the lessons. Number one, who would have thought that just a boy with such a little bit to offer would be the key to this mighty miracle? He offered what he had, and Jesus accepted it. So what is our lesson? What do we have? Often we say, we have very little to make any difference. But what we have may seem and significant. But in the gospel, this is not the point. The point is to say, here is it, Lord. Here is what I have. Use it. And the Lord will use it. Then Jesus accepts this little gift. He lifts up his eyes to heaven and he prays over it, and the miracles started to unfold. That is another lesson that we need to remember, that miracles always start with a prayer. Secondly, Jesus began to distribute the 5 loaves and then the 2 fish, according to the synoptics, first to the disciples, who then distributed them to the crowd. And then something extraordinary happened. Not only were 5,000 men and perhaps women and children were fed with the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. And what was extraordinary, according to the gospel, that everyone was satisfied. And more food was left over. So what is the lesson here? Like Jesus, we should meet the needs of others by involving or being involved with others. Of course, the miracle of the multiplication of the bread and the fish did not take place through the disciples' power. Yet, in a sense, this event did unfold through the working of their hands and their involvement of others. Now that we have drawn these lessons from this story, the next step is for us to apply these lessons to our own personal and church community life. So here are the 3 questions for us to ask ourselves in view of applying our answers to our life. Number 1, with the 3 little bread and tiny fish that we have, really our time, our talent, and our treasure, are we willing to give them to the Lord to share with others? Number 2, with what we have and with what we do, do we prayerfully offer them to the Lord so that he can bless it? And thirdly, are we willing to give of ourselves to the ministry of the Lord in whatever way, in order to be part of the miracle? Our answers are 3 ways whereby we might be able to translate our compassion into action for the sake of others. Amen.